Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to just quickly go over why it's important to know why you do what you do. And my dad has literally ingrained this in my heart over the last, I don't know, we'll say 10 years. He's asked this a lot, like for my convictions. Why do you do that? Why do you do what you do? And I've realized it is super important, and it's important for a runner to know why they do what they do. Like I said before, it gives you like this motivation, but it can also be something that can help us figure out, just in a sense, why we struggle with different things, or why we acted the way we did, or why we can't change, why we just keep going down the same path. So I just quickly go over that today, and I thank you so much for tuning in, and I will let you get to the episode. So there's always a reason for why you do what you do. And I didn't really realize this until, I don't know, a couple years ago. I was like, okay, you don't just do something just because you do it. There's always a reason why you do it. It's kind of like, why do you brush your teeth? It's because you need to have healthy teeth. You know, you don't want bad smelling breath. You don't want cavities. And there's a reason you get up in the morning. You have to go to work, or you have to take care of these things. And there's also a reason for the different sins in your life. So there's a reason why you got angry at your coworker today. There's a reason why you got upset with that driver. There's a reason you burst into tears over that unkind word. There's a reason you wanted to skip church last week. There's a reason you took a walk this morning. There's a reason, you know, you drink your coffee or your tea. There's a reason you drink water every day. You could literally just go through anything you do during the day, and there's a reason you do it. And it may not be like this elaborate reason. It just may simply be you just wanted to. But that is still a reason you wanted to do that. So for me personally, I feel like this is super important in, just kind of taking stuff to God, being like, okay, God, I know that I have been getting angry because of this in my life. And there's something about knowing the why of what I do and of what I'm struggling with that kind of, I don't know, it helps me to deal with it better, or to just kind of pray about it better, or to be able to pray about for others even better. Just realizing when somebody asks me for prayer, it's like, okay, why is this? I don't necessarily ask this, but just as I listen to them share their story or share what they're struggling with, I'm like, okay, so you are acting this way, or you're struggling with this because of what happened in your past, or because of what has been going on in your life. And so then I'm able to better pray for them, or to pray with them, or whatever. And sometimes I do want to say that God does withhold the knowledge of knowing why in order to draw you closer to Him. So since God is a jealous God, He will use anything He can that just happens in your life. He will allow things to happen that He wouldn't necessarily have had happen if you had been following Him. And so He allows things to happen to draw you back to Him. And I remember the worst 3 years of my life, I was really interested in this one guy, and I had just thought about him so much. And then all of a sudden, one day he just came out and said, "Hey, I have a girlfriend," or whatever he said. And I was just literally heartbroken. I cried for days. And I remember telling God, I was like, This is, I feel rejected. I feel like I have been like misplaced. I feel like I have been just like, I can't think of what the word I'm trying to think of, but I just, it hurt. And I remember God saying, "This is how you have made me feel over the last 3 years. You have chosen to think about Him, to focus on Him, to make your decisions based on what this guy would like you, or just whatever." And I remember that breaking my heart. I was thinking, God, you're telling me like I made you feel rejected, or I made you feel unwanted, or whatever it was. And I just remember my life just totally turning around from there, slowly, obviously. But that was something that God allowed to happen in my life to draw me back to Him. So that was kind of just like a side note of why He will sometimes not tell you why something is happening. And it's usually, it's sometimes it's to draw us back to Him, or to draw our attention back to Him. And this is especially like if you have been rejecting Him, or if you have been setting Him aside, if you haven't been focusing on Him, then you could very easily at least know that God wants to use what is happening in your life to draw Him closer to you. It may not be why that is happening, but that would be a good assumption to know, okay, God could be using this to draw me back to Him because I've gone astray, or I have gotten away from Him, I've been focusing on other things or whatever. So Luke 6:45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." And you can see this in pretty much everybody, especially unbelievers can really see in Christians whether we are hypocrites or not. I think a lot of times think we're wearing a mask, but I have heard from several unbelievers who can just see straight through us. And so we can think we're putting on a mask, but a lot of times, especially unbelievers, can just see right through that. So just knowing why things are happening is really going to help you realize, okay, this is who I am. So if something bad, like let's just say you got angry at your coworker today. Was it because something didn't happen the way you wanted it to happen? So you could trace it back to pride. Or the reason you got upset with that driver is because, you know, they're in their way, in your way. They like pulled out in front of you or whatever. Is it because you got upset with them because, you know, of your focusing on yourself? You really want to get home or whatever. And the reason you skipped church last week, maybe because you didn't feel like going. So your love for God may be kind of dimming. There may not be a reason, or can't necessarily say that because I know a lot of people have church problems. So our focus again would be on ourselves. So if you are going to church to be filled or to find something that not necessarily is biblical, then that would be different. But if you're just wanting to skip church because you don't really feel like there's a reason for it anymore, then you can kind of see, okay, this is who I am. And you can realize, okay, I'm acting this way because of this in my life. And it kind of just shows us who we really are. And I don't want to talk too much about this because I wanted to I think there's like three sheets from the Why Not Run workshop workbook that I have on the blog post for today that you guys can download and use to kind of trace why you do what you do. Because I feel like once you start realizing that, it can really help you be like, okay, this is who I am. This isn't really who I want to be. And it can kind of just lead you down a path of, okay, God, I want you to start changing me, or I want to start seeing different things in my life. And so I will have it in the link below. And if you can't find it, then you can just go on there's like a freebie sheet, or not sheet, a page on the website that would have that on there. Would probably have to be at the bottom because it's the last one I've added. So just realize that why you do what you do is going to be one of the most important things in order for you to start changing. And that can allow you to start being able to pray, okay, God, are you drawing me closer through this? Or are you trying to teach me something? Or just because a lot of times we want to ask why, and I have seen a lot of times people will be like, you don't need to know why, or whatever. And I feel like that really hinders. And there's no harm in asking God why something is happening. There can be things that we can learn when we ask him that. Now, he is God, so if he doesn't want you to know, then obviously he has the right to withhold that answer. But he wants to know our hearts, so if you want to ask him why, there should be no harm in doing that. But I did want to just quickly cover that and share that the sheet will sort of give you an idea of how you can figure out why you do different things. And there's like a little exercise first, and then kind of an explanation of how you use the last sheet. And this is kind of actually what the Why Not Run workshop workbook is based off of, and it's figuring out why you are not living the Christian life the way that we are meant to, why you aren't able to live and be who you want to be according to scripture or whatever. So that is all for today, and I will see you next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you guys haven't heard yet, I finally have the 12-9 challenge ready for you guys to be using. This is something that I have been working on in my life for years, and it is on surrender, but don't let that scare you. I kind of try and break it down and sort of share what it is, why it's important, and I have really enjoyed the after effects, the blessings of surrender. But during the surrender, it is very difficult. I will not lie and try to make it sound more happy or joyous during the process than it really is. I mean, you can, if you are focusing on Christ, you can still have that joy and that peace. But just during the surrender process, it can be very challenging, just like training for a marathon. It can, or a race. It can be very challenging. It can be very difficult, but I am stumbling over my words. It has a list of the different steps and different points and different tips that I talk about in the video. And obviously it has a video with it to explain what all I just shared. And then it also has a printable to help you dive into the verse that I based this off of. So those will be all free for you guys. You can find it on the website, bestillandrun.com/12-9. So 1-2-9. And you can also just find it in the link below, or just by going to the website, and it would be one of the pages that are available there. So I pray that is a blessing for you guys. I have really enjoyed putting it together as my first video. I'm very self-conscious, so I had a very hard time with the editing and listening when my sister was putting the video together for me. Listening to my voice in the background and seeing myself, I was like, I am so uncomfortable. But hopefully it is a blessing to you guys, and I will pray that God uses it in your life and he gives you the courage to actually move forward with that, because the surrender is, other than our relationship with God and waiting, is kind of one of the key things to having a strong relationship with Christ. Because when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we kind of forget about the Lord part. And that is that you are surrendered to his will. You're surrendered to doing what he wants. And so that is surrender that is so difficult. So I pray that is a blessing for you guys, and I will see you next week.